All right, so we want to announce something really cool that we're going to do on July 12th. We're going to do a baptismal service. We're going to baptize some folks. Super excited about that. Just be in prayer for people that are saying, hey, I want to commit. I want to show that I'm committed. And, you know, we do baptism as it's showing, you know, this is symbolic. We're saying, hey, this is something we do to show that the old you is dead. We're laying you down in that grave, and the new you is raised up and is going to live and is going to walk with Jesus. And so be in prayer for the folks that are getting baptized, because when you make an outward, when you say, hey, I'm walking with Christ right now, and I'm giving my life to him, then Satan says, okay, I'm going to start throwing stuff your way. I'm going to start messing with you. So be in prayer for those folks. We are still doing the fan drive till the end of this week. So if you haven't brought a fan or you haven't given to that, please consider doing so. We're really going to try to bless some folks with that. And I was working on my AC this afternoon a little bit, and I was up in the attic, and it was just like, I was like, man, I'm too fat. And it's too hot up here. So I just know that, you know, if somebody's in a situation, they need to get cooled off. We're just trying to help, trying to be a blessing to our community. Amen. Because that's what community church is about. We're about loving big, loving when it doesn't make sense, and loving forward. We want to be a blessing to our community. We want to bless people so big, bless people that they, when they get blessed by us, that they're going to say, well, I don't, what, you know? And we want to confuse the devil by the way we bless people and the way that we conduct ourselves. And so, man, I'm so excited. Community Church North Webster, Elevate Family. I told Pastor Daphne, I said, man, I didn't like, you know, when I was preaching, I didn't like scream a lot. She's like, well, you don't always have to scream. I'm like, yeah, but if I don't, I don't feel like I preached right. And she's like, well, you preach the word. I was like, yeah, but I didn't scream while I was preaching. So if I get worked up tonight, I'm back. get on your stuff, man. All right, so I want to share a word with you from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 14, verse 8 through 12. And this says, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went out to meet them. Go, David. Now the Philistines had come and raided the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of God, shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands? The Lord answered him, go, I will deliver them into your hands. So David and his men went up to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, as waters break out, God has broken out against my enemies by my hand. So that place was called Baal Perazim. The Philistines had abandoned their gods there, and David gave orders to burn them in the fire. This is a big victory for David. It's a big victory for his kingdom. And we read that his kingdom had just got started. He had just been anointed king over all Israel. And so the first thing, and this is just like what I was just saying about these people that are going to be baptized. They're saying, hey, I'm doing this thing. I'm going to show that I'm following Jesus with my life, that I'm giving my life to him, that I'm going to walk alongside him. So Satan says, hey, I see you, and I'm coming. And so that's exactly what the Philistines did. They said, we see you, David, and here we come. And he said, let's go. I got my God. You got fake gods. And so they go and they fight. But what I want to focus on today is what David said. So David and his men went up to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them, the Philistines. And he said, as waters break out, God has broken out against my enemies by my hand. Water. David compared the move of God to water breaking out. Water, as we saw just a little while ago, when it rained like really hard, and I thought about the fact that I had ridden a motorcycle up here, and I was like, oh, because y'all, I'm a baby motorcyclist, and I have not ridden in the rain yet. So, you know, I'm looking at the veteran motorcyclist over here, and, you know, y'all got some training wheels. And so that I can borrow real quick. But anyway, I think it quit, so we should be good. But we're on the way up here, and it's like pouring down rain. And it reminded me just a few days ago, we were driving into Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and we were on this interstate, and we're making about 70, and all of a sudden we see these huge clouds, these big black and nasty looking clouds, and man, I'm talking about the bottom falls out, and we go from 70 miles an hour to 36 miles an hour. It was so intense. I've never driven in rain that hard. It was so intense that I literally turned my hazard lights on because I wanted to make sure that the people behind us could see me really well. There was a truck in front of us that had his blinker on. He was looking for a place to pull over. He was driving extremely slow because the water, there was so much water. And so we all know that water is powerful. Water is powerful. And we look at, you know, a little bit of water and, you know, you think, well, it's just, who cares? It's just water, right? Water is powerful. Water is probably the most powerful substance that we have on planet Earth. You know, when there are huge storms, you can see these swells, these storm swells out in the ocean, and the way they can just destroy, these tsunamis, these huge waves can just destroy entire cities. Water is powerful. And so that's, I want to say three things about water tonight. And David, you know, and I'm just keying off of David's comparison where he compared the move of God to water breaking out. Number one, water is powerful. And we've kind of gone over this. Water has the power to destroy. Do you remember there was a tsunami that hit Japan and there was massive destruction? I mean, it was just widespread destruction. There was even a nuclear reactor that was affected by the water, by the destruction caused by the water. Water is powerful. It has the power to destroy. And I want to say something about water breaking out. You know, when David, when he said, as water breaks out, it reminded me of a story in the Old Testament, farther back from where David was. And there's a story where the children of Israel are walking there, or the Hebrews are walking through the wilderness, and they get thirsty, and they begin to want, and they begin to complain, and they begin to whine about things. And what does Moses do as he's leading them, and as he sees them and hears them, and they're like, Moses, we want to stop for a drink. Moses is like, I will turn this caravan around. Don't make me pull over this massive march of 12 million people. don't make me pull these 12 tribes over. And so they say, oh, man, we want to drink, Moses. Pull over, stop. And so what does Moses do? He strikes a rock, and water flows. And that water, we compare that water oftentimes to Jesus because we know that he is the living water. And those that are in him, those that know him, do not thirst. And so when we talk about water being powerful, water has the power to destroy. When you have the living water in your heart, when you have been quenched by that, when your thirst has been quenched by the living water, you experience the power, and that water has the power to destroy things in your life that might be trying to dry you up. That water has power to destroy things in your life that might be trying to dry you up. Have you ever looked at the ground when it gets really, really dry? It just gets all cracked up. And it kind of looks neat, you know? That could be your spirit, all dry and cracked up. Because there are things in your life that are dehydrating you. There are things in your life that are drying you out. How many of you have ever been tired? How many of you have ever been stressed out by something? All of us said, oh me. That's what I'm talking about. Things that dry you out. Things that dehydrate you. They begin to suck the life out of you. I tried to have a garden this year. It is mostly gone now. But I'm not a very good gardener. One thing that would happen with my plants, and I would watch, is as the sun beat down on them and began to dehydrate them, they would start to shrivel. And so what we would do is we'd water them. And every time we watered them, they would spring back up, and those leaves would come back up, and the color would return to those plants. And sometimes that's our lives. Sometimes our lives begin to be dehydrated by things like the sun, and we're using metaphors here, but things begin to affect you. Maybe it's your work environment. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's financial issues. Maybe it's stress because you're watching the news and you're seeing things that are frightening, that are worrisome. And that begins to dry our spirit out. And so when we plug into this water, when we get into this everlasting, life-giving water, it has the power to destroy those things, to wash them away from our lives. The second thing that water has power to do is create. We know that our planet is mostly covered in water. Water is a big deal on planet Earth. It's in our air. It's all over the place. Life needs water to survive. It needs it. And when we get dried out, when we get dehydrated by the world, and we get dehydrated by things that we face, we need that life-giving power. And you know what? There are people that we know that need that life-giving power. And so we get to be, you guys remember Bobby Boucher? Nobody? He was a water guy. Yeah, he served the, what was the team? I don't even remember the name of the team. Listen, it was the Mud Dogs. Listen, we get to carry water. And it's not a silly thing like the movie, but we get to carry water, this life-giving water that we have, we can share with others. And other people can experience that power, that life-giving power, that creating power to create new situations in their life. Sometimes people get really messed up. Sometimes people get really wrapped up in situations that are bad because good situations have not been created. Maybe that's because they haven't worked to create new situations that are better. Maybe that's because they don't feel like they have the power to create new situations. But when we have the life of Christ in our hearts, we got to make sure that we share that. Water is soothing. I made a mistake one time, and neither one of the Johnstons are here to appreciate this, but Brother Carey, he asked me, he said, hey, can you help me? And I was like, you know, I was trying to be respectful. I was like, oh, yes, sir, I absolutely can help you, whatever you want to do. Don't ever do that. Don't you ever. Young people. No, I don't want to give bad advice. And so I said, yeah, brother Cat, Daddy, I'll help you, whatever you want to do. And so he's like, meet me at my house tomorrow at 7. We're going to go do some weed eating. And so, I'm good at weed eating, right? I even wear pants when I'm doing it instead of shorts so I don't get hit by projectiles. And so we jumped in a truck and we left and we went. And I thought, man, where are we going? And so we drove all the way to Shongaloo, and there's a big cemetery in Shongaloo. And this is in like the middle of July. And he says, all right, we're going to weed eat that cemetery. And I'm like, we're going to what? And so, but I didn't want it to make fun of me. I didn't want him to look down on me, so I jumped out there, and I just, man, I worked and I worked and worked. And the weirdest thing happened. Like, the sides of my vision started turning white. It was crazy. Anyway, it's the first stages of a heat stroke. and so all I wanted was water. And so I remember I felt like somebody on like a movie that's like crawling up a sand dune wanting water. And I went to the back of his truck, and there's this big, like, it looked like a big cooler. And I'm thinking, oh, there's water in that. I got to have that water. And so I started just drinking it. And I was chugging that water. And he came pulling up on the zero turn. He said, what are you doing? And I said, man, I'm sorry. It's like all over me. I said, I had to have some water. He's like, that ain't your drinking water. And I was just like, huh? He's like, drinking water's in the cooler. So anyway, I don't know what that water was for, but anyway. I needed that soothing, quenching power of water. And there are a lot of times in our lives when we need that, when we're broken and we're so messed up that we need to be quenched. We need to be healed. And guys, that's what the power of this living water, that's one of the powers of this living water, to soothe us. You know, maybe we're going through something and we don't know exactly what to do, and we need answers and we need reassurance, and we are afraid, and we feel, you know, sometimes in life we face stresses and situations, Sue, that make us feel sick. We physically feel sick because we're so wrapped up in our fear. And the best medicine we can take is having a realization that Jesus is with us always. That life-giving water is always available for us to drink from. That Holy Spirit is always present for us to lean on when we don't understand what's going on in our lives. When we can't explain the things that we see. And the final power of water is, and I kind of got on this already a little bit, so I'm going to talk about it twice. Just forgive me. Water is life-giving. A lot of us have done things that took pieces of our spirit away. Have you ever felt that you have this emptiness? I think that a lot of times we give pieces of ourselves away. We give pieces of ourselves away to situations, to places, maybe to people. I think probably all of us here, probably all of us watching, have done things, have said things that we regret. Oftentimes, I remember I got an argument with someone one time, and I said things. And I said those things on purpose to try to hurt that person. And now I look back on that, and I wish I wouldn't have said those things. I wish I wouldn't have tried to hurt that person. But I thought, you know, this is an argument. I'm mad. I want to hurt them. I want them to feel hurt because I feel hurt. You know, hurt people will hurt people. And I think when we do those things, we give pieces of our heart to those situations. And after a while, after the world kind of has its way with us and attacks us, and maybe we attack back and give pieces of our heart away to those kind of situations, I think that sometimes we end up with a dehydrated, lifeless heart. We become cynical. We become angry. We don't want to let anyone else in because either we're afraid of them hurting us or we're afraid of us hurting them. The most important thing we can remember when we see situations like that, or we find ourselves in situations like that, where our heart is dried out is that Jesus is the life water that we need. If you encounter someone that's angry, that's hurt, that just bristles at even the thought of being loved, being cared for, instead of getting mad at that person for maybe the way they've treated you, maybe they lash out at you, maybe they cuss you out, whatever. Instead of getting mad, something that God really challenged me to do, because I used to do that. There was a man I knew, and he lashed out at me and said horrible, hurtful things to me, belittled me as a person. And I got so mad, and I thought, you know what, forget him. Just forget him. And you know, God spoke to me and said, what if you don't? I said, what if you love him despite his lifeless, dried out heart? And Christians, when we do that, when we love despite someone else's hate, despite someone else's anger, despite someone else's hurt that is trying to hurt us, when we love and we carry that life-giving water, the thing that happens, the thing that I believe happens, that I know happens, that I pray happens, is that that life water begins to quench their dried out spirit, their dried out soul. Water's powerful. We want to talk about breakthrough. If we need a breakthrough, you know, you can think about water and its immense power breaking through things like water can break through dams, it can break through levees, it can break through pretty much anything it wants to. And so I love how David used that as an example, talking about God's breakthrough and God giving him a victory in a military struggle. Well, you know what? If God can give David a victory in something as big as a war, then God can give us victory in something as small as a job difficulty. God can give us victory in something as small as an argument, as a relationship that is damaged. So let's make sure we give those things to him and believe for victory, because he is good. He is our Redeemer. He is victorious. And when we fall after, when we follow him, struggle as we might, we taste victory as well. Water is powerful, and Jesus is the living water. I want to pray with you this evening as we close. If you want to stand, that's fine. And just like we do on Sunday mornings, I want to pray for all of us as a group. And then if you want to pray with me, if there's something that you've got going on in your life and you say, hey, Pastor JB, I want to pray about this thing, well, then come up and I will be glad. Pastor Jason and I will be glad to pray with you and to believe with you. God, I just pray right now that we could all taste and see, God, your presence. I pray right now that those of us that feel dehydrated, God, that we have been dried out by the world, been dried out by things that have happened. God, maybe even we gave a piece of our heart to a bad situation, maybe something that we even did ourselves, God. I just pray that the power of your life-giving water just rush in and, God, begin to heal, begin to quench things, begin to destroy things that hold us back, begin to destroy things that stop us from being successful in following you and living our lives according to your mission and purpose, God. I just pray that that life-giving water heals, God, that it restores things that have been broken and damaged, God, that you begin to quench. And even something, even a heart that looks like a desert that is barren and lifeless can spring forth and be quenched and be given life from you. And I pray and believe these things in the name of Jesus. If you're in this place and you want to pray about something right now, anything, healing, a relationship, a job situation, then I want to invite you to come down just for a few minutes. We're gonna wait, and if anybody wants to come pray, then please do so.